Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
Hello, wonderful people of this fantastic coaching community. Welcome to Life Coach Corner, where I have the honor and privilege of being your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid. And today, as always, we are going to help people just like you turn the corner in your life. We are talking about developing my faith. And it's so important that we understand the benefits of faith, the processes of faith, and the progressions of faith. And that's why we're taking our time to deal with it, because we need faith. We need faith in order to do everything that we were created to do. There are some wonderful things that are ahead of you that if you don't have faith, you won't see them. There are some great things that I believe God has for you. But if you don't have faith, you're going to give up too soon. You're going to quit on the process. And we don't want that to happen, all right? So please call someone. Let them know to subscribe to the podcast. They need to subscribe in order to get these sessions early, because we are sharing and you need to hear them over and over and over and over and over again. So please do that, because you can find us on every podcast platform up under Dr. Sid, Life Coach. Also, subscribe to our social media page so some of you can see how handsome I really am. Okay, let me stop. Subscribe to our social media page so you can continue to get inspiration that will help you. And then, listen, you can ask questions. You can request my presence. We can talk directly. You know how? You just text Dr. Sid to the number 94000. Text Dr. Sid, D-R-S-I-D, to the number 94000. And when you do that, then just you will be brought to a page where you can just leave your message. Let me know what you want. We can have a conversation. You can ask questions. You can request my services. All of that is in a texting format. So come on and do that right now. And then I want to thank New Growth in Christ for being our chief sponsor. Thank you, New Growth, for being such a generous church. Listen, we have a generous church here in New Growth in Christ. You can go to our website, newgrowthinchrist.com. You can see all that, that's in store, everything that we are doing. You can watch our services live stream. But I'm very grateful that during this giving season, during Thanksgiving and Christmas, New Growth is very active in blessing the community. We have what is called our basket of blessings, which we are actively involved in now, where we're feeding families through this Thanksgiving holiday. And then also we have our toys for tots, and we have our coats for kids. It's a campaign, a big campaign that we do as we partner with other para organizations to make sure that our children are blessed during this season. So listen, New Growth is a wonderful church that's speaking faith. And if you're looking for a church where you want to connect, whether it be physically coming or just watching by way of live stream, then I encourage you to check out New Growth in Christ. Also, for those who want to be a blessing to yours truly, you can cash at me at $ Sidney P. Malone. Trust me, I will not refuse it. I'll go get me a cup of coffee based upon your request, okay? That's $ Sidney, SidneyPMalone. Let's get back into developing my faith. We gave you in our last podcast the faith definition, the definition of faith. We also gave you the faith process. So please, it's imperative that you know those things. And I only dealt with that in the first podcast because I need for you to get them. please, please, please let that be a foundational podcast for you. Listen to it over and over and over so you can get it. All right. I want to now deal with the progressions of faith. You know, as we've already quoted before, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so I want to deal with that a little bit because we want to go from no faith all the way to what the Bible calls great faith. Okay? So the scripture says, and I quoted it, but I want you to know where it's found. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 in the Amplified Version. Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him." Again, the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and to please Him. So listen, it is possible to not have faith. And we want to not be in a position where we just have no faith. Again, what is faith? Going back to what we talked about, it is action that is based upon my belief in God's word. Now, let me pause right here for a second. There might be someone who's saying, "Dr. Sid, you know, when I come to these podcasts, I'm not looking for any type of preaching. I just want you to give me some good principles, leadership principles, so I can go on about my merry way." All right, let me pause for a second and let me say something to you. If you're going to be successful in life, you must subscribe to a wisdom and a knowledge that is greater than what you currently possess and what you can manifest. You must subscribe to something greater. Doctor said, "I don't believe in anything." Well, no. You believe in something. You do. If you are in education, if you're in psychology, philosophy, you believe in what someone else shared. And many times people who say, "I don't have any faith, I don't believe in God," you are subscribing to things that came from people who said that they got it from God that you said you don't believe in. Okay? Now, I understand there have been false representations. And listen, no one is saying that every representation that comes from an individual that says it's God is correct. But just because, you know, you've got some people who maybe failed a health score when it comes to their restaurant, you don't say, "I'm not going to ever eat out again," because you got restaurants failing health score. No, you just find one that has an excellent rating because they are doing what they need to do. Find a church, find a ministry that is preaching not opinion, not preference, but they're preaching the principles of the Word of God as revealed to us through Jesus Christ. I got a good one, New Growth in Christ. Just check it out. Check it out. You'll see how we flow. It's about sharing the good news. There's enough bad news that's out there. There's enough bad news that you can hear simply by turning on the news stations. But you need to hear some good news because we must subscribe to something that is greater. We must have perspectives that are not limited by natural abilities. Okay, let me give you another example. For those of you who have a phone, whether it be an Android or an iPhone, let's say that your phone begins to act up. If your phone is not working properly, then what do you do? Well, you can just either just push buttons, or you can take it back to the store in which you bought it from and try to get them to fix it. Or you can do what those companies want you to do, and that is go to the owner's manual. And when you go to the owner's manual should have information to help you subscribe to an effective telephone or mobile device, okay? That's all we're saying. When we say we're going to have faith, we're not going to say, well, you know, I just don't believe God. No. We need to believe in the one who made us, because we can't figure it out. Man can't figure it out. You can't go into the desert and just cross your legs, close your eyes, and just hum in the heat and think that you're going to have some type of inspiration. Well, you know, yeah, it might give you something along with a heat stroke. It'll give you something. But why not go back to the owner's manual? And I'm not talking about what someone is telling you, but something that you research in and of yourself. All right, enough of that. So hear this. No faith simply says, hey, I just don't believe in God. Well, God says this: I need for you to go beyond no faith, because you've got to know that I exist. Now, in what form? You might have some struggles with that, shall I say, but you've got to know, God said, you got to know that I exist. And not only that I exist, you must know that I am a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek me. So when we seek God, when we seek him, when we go after him, when we make him a priority, then it brings us into the realm of where we begin to progress in our faith. So what happens after we get past no faith? Then we get to the place where we have what the Bible calls weak faith. Weak faith. What is weak faith? Weak faith is, yes, I believe in God, but I believe in the God of eternity. But it's difficult, it's hard, it's somewhat impossible for me to believe that God cares about my right now. Yes, I know when I die, everything is going to be great, because I believe that God is going to do, you know, that and all of that good stuff, and heaven, streets of gold, all that stuff, robes, wings, angels, whatever. But to pay my bills right now, or to make it through this relationship right now, I'm struggling when it comes to that faith area. Well, see, that's weak faith. And so weak faith can be developed as we go back through what we had when we talk to you about the faith process. Weak faith is developed when you keep hearing, you keep believing, you keep speaking, and then you will see. It's important for you to get around others who are stronger in their faith. Again, what is faith? Action, which is based upon my belief in God's word. We've got to have action to go along with it. Now, there's a scripture that talks about the disciples. There was a time when, you know, they were trying to help this little boy. They couldn't help him. And then the disciple, Jesus had to come in, step in and help the boy. And then the disciple said to Jesus, when they had him off to himself, they said, you know, why couldn't we help the boy? But what was wrong with our efforts? Jesus said, you're not taking God seriously yet. The simple truth is that if you had a mere kernel of faith, poppy seed, say, you would tell this mountain, move, and it would move. There's nothing you wouldn't be able to tackle. He told them, he said, you're struggling in this area because your faith is weak. You've got to have stronger faith. And I want to challenge those of you who are listening. I don't want you to give up. This is not your time to give up. Dr. Sid, I tried, I'm done. No, you're not. You're not done. You're just getting started. You might have moments where you're struggling, but I speak strength to you now. Keep hearing, keep believing, keep speaking, and you will see something different. All right? So we're going to move from no faith to weak faith. And what comes after weak faith, Dr. Sid? Hey, join me in my next podcast and I'll tell you all about it. So until next time, this is your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid, reminding you that your best and blessed days are straight ahead, because you're turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. Please join us every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on WHAL 95.7 Hallelujah FM. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.